Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norma Greenbaum bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, celebrating 15 years. Big milestone for us, and if you got a milestone, celebrate it yourself. Make sure your customers know about it, too. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, one of my heroes in the world, one of my favorite folks in the planet. She's the president, the founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about you. My audience knows all about you because I talk about you even when you're not here. I encourage them to check you out, guys out, and see what the work you're doing and support you financially if they can. Tell us about some of the things you guys are up to.
Oh, you bet, Jim. Well, I encourage people to visit us at sbecouncil.org, our website. I mean, we, you know, are an advocacy research training organization. We are fully committed to protecting small business and promoting entrepreneurship. In addition to, you know, focusing on the critical issues, including fiscal cliff and tax and healthcare issues for small business. You know, this week, actually, we're focusing on entrepreneurship, Global Entrepreneurship
yeah.
Week is this week.
You recently represented us in Lyon, France, at the international event, too.
I was in Lyon at the World Entrepreneurship Forum just a few short weeks ago, the fifth annual forum. I'm a founding member. And it's National Entrepreneurship Month, November
yep.
is, a proclamation put out by President Obama. So during this entrepreneurship week and month, we have profiles of entrepreneurs on our website. We are talking a lot about the policies in the U.S. and the need to continually get better and have a great ecosystem and environment for entrepreneurs. You know, Jim, in all the studies, the World Bank study, Forbes just, you know, released their study
right.
yesterday, which finds that the U.S. is dropping in terms of its business-friendly
ranking. Why do you think we're dropping in terms of being business-friendly?
Oh, well, Jim, taxes, regulation, the size and scope of government, the fiscal and the debt issues that
right.
we face. You know, the World Bank Doing Business study has us ranked, like, in the 70s out of
wow.
183 countries on
wow.
our tax system.
Wow.
On our tax system, Jim, we are supposed to be the leaders
right.
in the world.
We're becoming marginalized. Instead of being the leader, we're becoming marginalized, aren't we?
Right, and Forbes has us now ranked number 12, you know, where Singapore, New Zealand, the U.K.,
wow.
Canada, countries like
That's
that are moving ahead.
I'm embarrassed.
Right, so anyway, but we're trying to say, to our policy leaders in Washington, we're not operating, we're operating in a global environment. Capital and people are mobile. You know, it's going to go to their most friendly havens. And these countries who have admired the U.S. and what we do to help entrepreneurs and encourage
mm-hmm.
investment are replicating what we do best.
One of the things that we've been able to sort of crutch ourselves up with has been our dollar, our currency, which is a preferred currency. If the bloom ever falls off that rose, Karen, God help us.
I agree. And in fact, Jim, we've done a great study as well as a one-hour event with The Hill that's on our website on monetary policy.
Mm-hmm.
And its impact on the dollar, impact on gas prices. And Jim, so anyway, we have a lot of things that we're doing for entrepreneurship. We have a monthly webcast. I encourage people, again, to visit sbecouncil.org. Sign up for our e-news. If you can, become a member. It's not a lot of money if you just want to become a supporter. We'd love to have you. We not only need your financial support, but we need your involvement. That's
right.
what we value most.
Well, and you need to, and I'll tell you something else, folks. You need to start getting regular distributions from them. From Karen and her group, so you can keep up with what's going on in Washington, because you know, Karen, as I've said many times, and one of the reasons why I when we first started our show 15 years ago, I made a commitment that at least 10, if not more, a little more percentage of our programming was going to be on public policy. That's the reason you were invited on in the first 2 weeks of our show, because I said if small business owners don't get involved in politics. In the development of public policy that affects us, then all we can do is take the policies we're given that have been created by people who think we don't care.
That's right. And Jim, not only have you dedicated, you know, your show to public policy and a lot of it, but, you know, you've also, you know, supported organizations too. I mean, I am so proud that you are a member of the SPE Council. So, you know, you put your financial support and also the time of your show behind us. And, you know, 15 years of doing that has made a big difference for the small business and entrepreneurial sector of our economy. And thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. It's a great partnership, Karen. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for 15 great years. Keep up the good work and take care.
You bet, Jim.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. And I mean that. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.